This is HPR episode 2271 entitled Raspberry Pi 0W, and is part of the series Hardware Upgrades. It is hosted by Tony Humacher, Tony H1212, and is about 6 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is an introduction to the new Pi 0W from the Raspberry Pi Foundation.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, ACCU Public Radio listeners. This is Tony Hughes in Blackpool in the UK again. For this episode, I'm going to talk about the Raspberry Pi 0W, which I received last week after its release on the anniversary of, the fifth anniversary of the Raspberry Pi Foundation. For those who are not in the know, the Raspberry Pi is a single board computer which started off in 2012 with 2 USB ports, an Ethernet port, HDMI for video, composite audio and video out, and also 256 mega RAM and a 700 megahertz CPU, single core ARM CPU. It has morphed over the last few years, and the latest iteration of the main board, the Raspberry Pi 3 now, has a quad-core ARM 1.2 processor with HDMI video, composite video audio, 4 USB ports, Ethernet port, but also now supports Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. The Raspberry Pi Zero came out in November 2015, and it's a very, very compact little single board PC. And it's got USB power, micro USB power, micro USB out, only a single one, mini HDMI out, and SD card, like all of the Raspberry Pis have for the operating system. But when it was first released, that was it. It was a single core, I think it was 1 gig from the start off. So since then, there was a second revision of it, which added a camera port to make it a bit more usable for hobbyists, etc. But the community of hobbyists out there have been clamouring ever since its release for Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connection. There's been loads and loads of different hacks trying to get it onto the internet or to be able to connect to it, SSH and into it, all sorts of things. But the biggest thing that community's been crying out for has been Wi-Fi and Bluetooth enable. So on the fifth birthday, on the 28th of February, they announced the release of the Raspberry Pi 0W, which does just that. They've integrated the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth stack chip from the Raspberry Pi 3. Rather than having a hardware aerial, to connect to the internet, they've incorporated a aerial that's engraved into the PCB. So I received one of these, or a couple of these last week, but I haven't had around got around to playing with it until today. So I hooked up my Raspberry Pi Zero to the monitor, etc. I have home Wi-Fi here, so when it booted, I downloaded the latest version of Raspberry and burned that onto the micro SD card. Inserted that into it, booted up, and it all booted up fine. Initially, it did the expanding the card image to take over the whole of the card, which was a 16 gig card. But after that first boot up, a reboot only took about 30 seconds, which is 30 seconds to a minute is pretty good for a 1 gig CPU with only 512 of memory. So I was quite happy with that. Went down to the Wi-Fi connection, or to the internet connection. It picked up my Wi-Fi signal straight away, and I duly connected to it. Initially, because of where I am in the house where I was testing it out, it didn't like connecting to my home Wi-Fi. But as fortune have it, I've got a 4G box that I use when I'm on the go. I purchased that a couple of weeks ago when I was just after I came out of hospital after being loaned one by a friend of mine. And it worked great while I was in hospital, so I could keep connected. So this is the first outing I gave it. Got that working. Got the Wi-Fi connected to it on the Raspberry Pi. And hey-ho, I'm on the internet. The Raspberry Pi Zero W works fine. Out of the box. So, very happy. Not decided what we're going to do with them yet, but I've got a few. We can play with them at the Makerspace, and I'm also a member of the local Raspberry Jam community, so I'm sure some of the young people there can come up with some projects that we can try out using the makes use of the Wi-Fi. So that's it. The Raspberry Pi Zero W for me works out of the box with the Wi-Fi, so all it is now is to figure out what to do with it. Thanks for listening. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.